This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, how are you this afternoon?
It is great, and it's great to be back. That sting doesn't get old, I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's good to hear. Listen, I know we had all plans to talk about all sorts of interesting things that are on your mybroadband.co.za website, and I'm sure we'll get there. However, yes, when I get questions from listeners, that trumps whatever it is we were going to talk about. So I've got two for you today. So the first one is from Ricky, and this is a bit of a weird one because I've never heard of this thing that she's asking about. She says, question for Jan Vermeulen, please. And she's been waiting since about 4:15. You need to know this. She says, wow, I have one of these new landline lookalike phones that use a SIM card and are portable, though mine is like a traditional landline in size. Please, I'm trying to find out, and hope Jan can tell us, what are these phones actually called? As I'd like to read up more about them, and I haven't had much success using keywords like fixed landline, lookalike, search for manufacturers, etc. Do you have any idea what she is talking about?
That is, yes, I know exactly what she's talking about. Yeah, the fixed line lookalike service from Telkom, Neotel, now Liquid Telecom, used to do something very similar. It is basically a cell phone. It takes a SIM card. It is basically a cell phone, but it looks like an old-school landline phone with, like, a receiver with a cable that attaches to a body. But you can carry the whole thing around. Like, you can, you know, it runs on batteries, so you can actually, you know, unplug it and carry it around. You can take it in the car with you. Regarding what it's called, that is a good question. I'd have to look up the exact terminology.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
not following.
Fixed line lookalike.
I'm just not following. Why is this just not a cell phone?
Yeah, so it's slightly different, or rather, it's because cell phone means something in particular. It is a phone that fits in your pocket, right? Mobile phone.
Okay.
Now this is a phone which is mobile, but it is no mobile phone. It is barely portable. It's quite a chunky beast. I'd honestly have to look up what the exact term is if fixed line lookalike, doesn't pop up in Google search results. The alternative advice that I can give is to look up the model number of your phone on international websites, so not the Telkom website, and then they might include the term in their product listing. But I can imagine it's going to be something like a wireless, wireless home phone, or like, a portable, cellular home phone or something like that. It's a good question. I don't know if there's like a catchy jargon term for it, like, you know, cell phone. I don't think so. I honestly have to look it up.
Interesting, because Janine has got hold of us a moment ago saying, isn't it called a desk phone? I've got absolutely
desk
no idea. Is that what
a good
it is?
One. Yes. So desk phones come in multiple flavors. You have desk phones that are connected to your, that can be connected to your network via internet cable, or I think even Wi-Fi nowadays. And those are voice over IP phones. And then, so you've got voice over IP desk phones. And then maybe you'll get a search result if you search for a cellular desk phone, or something like that.
I reckon
I
reckon we've done pretty well there, Ricky. I hope that does it for you.
Thank you to the listeners for helping out when I was floundering for the jargon.
Wait, you're not finished yet. We've got another one for you. Sorry, I did kind of sabotage you with all this. No warning.
I love it.
No warning. So Jenny wants to know, if you have a fiber package with a provider of just, for example, say 40 down, 20 up, and you are connecting via a Wi-Fi router, what is an acceptable sacrifice of speed before one should be complaining to the provider?
That is incredibly difficult because it honestly depends on a ton of factors. If you are right next to your Wi-Fi router and you are the only person connected to that router, you should be getting that. And you are connected via the N or AC. Are the two standards. So your phone or laptop needs to support the standard 802.11n or 802.11ac. 802.11 for more completeness. So that is the Wi-Fi standards code at the IEEE. The IEEE stands for the Institute of Electrical and electronic engineers. If I'm
yeah, you need to keep this simpler.
They've given this a standard number. So provided that your device supports the more modern Wi-Fi standards, N or AC, and you are right next to your Wi-Fi router, you should be getting almost 40 down and 20 up. If you are not, then something is wrong usually on the Wi-Fi router. My recommendation is then you need to troubleshoot to find out if it's the Wi-Fi or if it's your internet itself. And then you need actually to plug in to the router with a normal good old fashioned cable to see if you still have a problem when you plug in directly. And that will tell you whether it's your ISP that's the problem or whether it's the Wi-Fi that's the problem. Wi-Fi causes ISPs and, you know, home users for that matter, so many headaches. Like I always say, there's nothing more honest than a cable. You know where the signal comes from and where it ends. Whereas with wireless, there's just so many things that can go wrong. And the next thing, by the way, to try and get the maximum amount of speed out of your Wi-Fi is to, instead of using the 2.4 gigahertz, which is what most Wi-Fi operates on, and the Bluetooth as well, there's also a 5 gigahertz band. In fact, a huge 5 gigahertz band that Wi-Fi is allowed to operate in. Your phone and laptop supports that 5 gigahertz. It's much shorter range than the 2.4 gigahertz, but if you can, use the 5 gigahertz. You'll just get much better performance over it. Plus, you empty out the 2.4 gigahertz band for other people to use. By the way, the other thing that could cause problems for you on Wi-Fi is if you are surrounded by lots of other people using Wi-Fi. So even though they're not directly connected to your router,
really?
If you are in cluster housing or an apartment complex and everybody around you has Wi-Fi, that could be causing interference. And then you could try to change the channel of your Wi-Fi router to try and get around the noise. So Wi-Fi, if anybody has followed all of that, sorry, there was a long ramble, pick it up on the podcast. It's complicated. There's a lot of steps to take to figure out exactly what's wrong.
So just for my personal interest now, is there any need to go and buy a better Wi-Fi router? Is that something you should spend money on, or does a cheaper one do the same thing as an expensive one?
Wi-Fi, if you are using Wi-Fi a lot in your house, it is definitely a worthwhile investment to get a proper Wi-Fi router. And even, like, I've got a small house. Like, I'm not going to say on air how small my house is because I'm a little self-conscious about it. My house is tiny, but I've got an upstairs and a downstairs area.
Yes.
I need two Wi-Fi routers, one upstairs and one downstairs, because otherwise my Wi-Fi router is upstairs. If I'm downstairs, I struggle to connect to the upstairs Wi-Fi. And so I've put another Wi-Fi router downstairs. And so that's something else people can look at, is range extenders and just Wi-Fi access points elsewhere in the house. You know, when your signal of your main Wi-Fi router starts getting weak, is to put down another Wi-Fi router to help you out there. But before you just rush out and buy a better Wi-Fi router, do make sure that whatever network connection problem you're experiencing is Wi-Fi related. But yes, in a lot of cases, in the modern household with fiber, the majority of problems people are having with their internet is Wi-Fi related. Something's gone wrong with the Wi-Fi router.
Jan Vermeulen, I completely hijacked our discussion this afternoon. Well, at least our listeners did. But thank you for playing ball. I really appreciated that. And we'll get back to the agenda next time we speak next week.
No stress at all. I loved it. Thank you.
All right.
And have a great evening further.